This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Baker Street Pub in Cypress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Bob McNair thinks Rick Smith is doing fine, so he has inked him to a four-year extension through 2020. It's unbelievable that a GM in the NFL can have 8-9 years of very minimal success drafting football players.
The people you're in charge of are doing a very good job. It doesn't matter what you think.
It matters what Bob thinks.
And Bob thinks he's doing fine. There's more Bob McNair quotes here. He's done a fine job. We're very fortunate to have him. I think stability is important. If you look at the clubs who have been good throughout the years, they've been very stable. Once you get the right people in place, I think it's much better if you can be stable and keep them in place for a long time.
Well, yeah.
Stability is a great thing, but the key thing there is having the right person in place.
Stability is overrated when you're not winning.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are out here at Baker Street Pub in Cypress. You have 1 hour left to get out here and do your video for Rock the Mic. And two people who have been here today will make it to the finals. And actually, I've seen some really good people here. So if you don't get in this week, you can try again next week. I'm going to go on record as saying I think there's three or four guys who are here today who might make it to the finals at some point. So we shall see.
High praise from Fred Fowler.
No ladies yet, though. I think if
not
I
tried out.
Not yet.
Is she going to try out?
See, if
she
I
says no.
If I were a lady, well, I'd be a really ugly one. But if I were a lady,
it'd be disgusting.
And I wanted to be a sideline reporter somewhere. I wanted to be the next Aaron Andrews or somebody like that. This is a great way to do it. Come in, win the thing, impress the hell out of people.
Yeah,
that's how you get jobs. You impress people. So come on out, and we'll be doing three more of these. You'll get three more shots at it, and. Yeah, Baker Street Pub, and this is hot. There's a lot of blitzers here, by the way. We've had people tweeting us that are here. Better Call Joel is here. And Hotshot Gaming, also his first road show.
Nice.
Who has hit us up on Twitter. So welcome, guys. Hope you guys are having a good time. And I hope you're enjoying the sports and stuff. 832 says, Rick Smith is too worried about being cool with the players, trying to be friends instead of their manager, boss, an enabler, if you will. I don't really see that. From, you know, my experiences over there, I don't think that's the case at all.
I don't know that I would say
that either. He tries to keep himself pretty separate from a lot of that. But, yeah, well, apparently we do have audio of what Bob McNair had to say about Rick Smith's extension. So why don't we listen to what Bob had to say?
Rick is an important part of our organization, and we really think that we've got all of the pieces together. And we want to keep them that way. And so one of the things that we needed to do was to go ahead and extend Rick. And that's what we've done. We've given him a four-year extension. And he is very happy. We're very happy. And he's done a fine job. And I think he'll just keep getting better each year. So I think we're very, very fortunate to have him.
That's courtesy of Mark Berman, who interviewed Bob McNair and posted that on Twitter, so we thought we'd share it with you.
Good on you.
I like Bob McNair. You know that. It's hard for me to criticize the guy. I just think that this is a very odd decision. That's
to say the least,
yeah,
sir.
I mean, I'm not saying – I'm not necessarily in the he should have been fired camp, but – I don't think I'd be giving a four-year extension.
That's
to the
what
guy.
I don't get.
But, oh, well. So, well, I don't know if we have enough time to get this segment, but we'll do something else. I want to share what was going to be the gym of the day. The reason you didn't get to hear the song twice is because I had something for it, and then we got on the A&M thing. Which
we got plenty of time.
Yeah, so I'll have that, but One baseball thing, a couple of guys that we've talked about as possibilities that the Astros might be interested in, the Padres in particular. Well, not anymore. The Marlins have swept in and made a deal with the Padres to get more pitching. It almost seems unreal to say the Marlins are buyers right now, but there they are.
Well, I think Cashman's a good pitcher. I've been saying that. He's a guy I would have liked for the Astros. It's kind of refreshing to see a team like the Marlins, who, when you think of them, you automatically think they suck, and they don't really suck that bad.
No.
And they're actually trying to improve their team. You got to kind of respect that.
Kashner's not a guy I would have given up a lot for simply because he just hasn't pitched well.
Right.
And, I mean, I like him, and I think
the potential's there. He just hasn't shown it.
Yeah, and if you were the Astros, I'm not so sure that he's really going to be any better than what you've already got. So I wouldn't have given up much, but I don't think the Marlins gave up much for him either. But 409S, I don't agree at all with the Rick Smith extension, but what is the GM turnover rate in the NFL? I think it just depends on the franchise. The Browns go through one every year, just like they go through coaches.
Yep.
Some of the other teams, I would say 3-4 years these guys tend to get is about right, unless you really do something. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I think I'm coming around that if the Astros make a move, I'd rather it be a bat. Like somebody who can just go out there and rake.
Well,
and hit better than 260.
You like Lucroy?
I do like him.
I said a name that I brought up the other day. I don't know if I did it on the air or it was on Twitter. A guy that they should look at if Kansas City decides to sell is Lorenzo Cain.
Yeah.
And who's kind of having a down year. And A is an A-plus defensive outfielder. And B would show up tomorrow and be the second best hitter on the team. And he's got 1 year left after this year. It's like $11 million, something like that. It's very reasonable for a guy of his caliber. And if he gets back to hitting like he did last year, his average is still decent. He's like a 280-something hitter. But if he gets up where his power numbers go up a little bit, man, that's a value. You wouldn't have to put Carlos Gomez out there every night.
You know, I just don't know if the Royals are going to wind up being a seller.
I don't know if they will. They're under 500 right now.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Yankees, who you thought might be selling, and maybe a guy like Carlos Beltran's available for rental, which I would love to see. But I think with them, they're still kind of right there.
The Royals are 3 games under 500 right now. Hmm. And they're about to have a series with Texas before the trade deadline. So maybe this weekend will let them know. You know, they lose 2 out of 3. They're 4 games under 500. You're probably not making the playoffs.
No, probably not. But, you know, it's still, you get a nice run going, you can get right back in it. I mean, they're not that far out of it. Look where the Astros were a couple months ago. I mean, there's still time left. But
almost everybody.
But once you make that decision at the trade deadline, that's.
You're either a buyer or a seller.
Yeah.
And the Royals probably can't feel comfortable buying right now. I bet they're a smaller market team. They're not going to go out and you know, pay somebody big money.
More likely than buying, I could see them staying put and just saying, you know what, we won the World Series last year. We've got pretty much the same crew. I think we can turn it around. But we shall see. All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academy. Great, great school. And what they do is they take kids who have dropped out of other schools. And these are good kids, man. A lot of them had to drop out because they had to get a job or they had some family issues or for whatever reason. Houston Can Academy takes them in, gives them a second chance. So many of them go on to graduate. They do great things, and they change lives. And you can help do it. That's the cool thing about it. Some of these kids, they need glasses. They get it for them. If they need transportation, they take care of that. Well, here's how you can help. Just donate a vehicle you're not using anymore, whether it's a car, a truck, a motorcycle, if it's a boat, and it's been sitting there, you don't know what to do with it. It doesn't have to work. Doesn't matter. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork for you. And if you donate today, guess what? You're going to get Astros tickets. We're just talking about the Astros, your chance to go to a game. And it's all tax deductible. That's the great thing about it. So you get a tax deduction, you get rid of something you're not using anymore, and you help do a great thing for kids who will go on and do a lot of great stuff for other people. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Money is in your head.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Baker Street Pub in Cypress, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Baker Street Pub in Cypress. And if you have come out for the show and you haven't tried out for Rock the Mic yet, you need to go ahead and get that done. Two people who are here, well, maybe not now because maybe they left, but two people who are in the building will be qualifying to go on to the finals just a month from now. So, all right, this was going to be the gym of the day. And, you know, I'm always kind of iffy on studies.
Okay.
This one kind of surprised me. This was a report from an ad agency that there's millennials here, right? There's millennials in the room.
Tyler.
Yeah. Tyler's. You are, right?
No, I'm 30. I'm not a millennial.
Yeah, you are. You're absolutely
not a millennial.
Yes, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Stop. Go look up how they classify you.
All
right. Anyway.
1982 or 83 is the cutoff. Yeah, you're definitely a millennial.
I barely made it.
Okay. But you made it.
Well, I'm curious whether or not the millennials here can back up this study, because this report says 54% of millennials find that eating can be just as pleasurable as sex.
Oh, I agree with that.
Well, you're not a millennial, but
I know, but I don't care. They're right about that.
It says that
they're not right about skinny jeans and Pokemon Go, but they're right about that.
Well, if you've given a choice between sex and an excellent dinner at a restaurant, 35% are taking the dinner, which is the same as
that
baby.
That sounds about right. Like 35% of the time, I'll take the dinner. 65% of the time, I'll take the sex. It's a reasonable number.
Well, what if it's an either-or one-time thing?
Like, I'm only going to get to have sex one more time in my life, or I'm only going to get to eat one more time in my life?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably just take the sex because I'm going to die anyway. But
I'll probably just take the food and self-pleasure. That way you get both
maybe
of them,
so.
Right? But anyway.
That's the best thing. Like, you can't feed yourself without food.
Right.
You could sort of take care of the sex without anyone around.
Yeah.
If it I mean, listen, is it enjoyable? No. But it can be done.
You can accomplish it.
Yeah. Without food, you're hungry. There's no alternative to it. You know, you can't say, oh, I'll read a book and then my stomach won't be hungry anymore. No, it doesn't work that way.
Well, here's some other details.
Sex makes you hungry. At least it does me. Famished every time I have sex.
If a lot from this study depend on what time of day they ask the question. Apparently men want sex in the morning and women want it in the evening.
Not me. I like to sleep in the morning. I guess millennials are choosing sex over sleep, too?
That's not part of it, so.
Okay.
But
sex, sleep, and food are like my three favorite things, and I have to give them all equal time. So I sleep until I'm not tired anymore, and then I eat throughout the day until I'm not hungry anymore, and then I have sex, and then I start sleeping again. And it's just every day. It rotates through like that every day.
See, I'm much older than you, so I eliminate some of those things except the sleeping. So the report.
Eating and sex are just taking too much out of you.
Yeah,
these days,
I'm pretty much just sleeping and, yeah. Apparently, the report surveyed 11,976 men and women over 18 years old in 37 countries. Well, that kind of skewers it, because some of these countries, the food sucks. And I'm sure the sex does, too. So this should have been an American study.
Yeah.
But anyway, 53% of 18 to 34-year-olds classified dining out as their favorite social activity. 56% consider food shopping one of their favorite chores. I
don't like food shopping.
I don't like shopping anything.
I only like to eat food. I don't even like to cook food really that much. I like my wife to do that, or someone who works at a restaurant to do that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But I hate shopping of all kinds.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
To me, I want to buy something. I go in, I grab it, boom, I'm gone. Every woman I've in my life has always been nuts about shopping. And we'll sit there and spend 30 minutes trying to pick out of one shirt that all looks the same as all the other shirts, and it'll take 30 minutes trying to figure out which one to take. Drives me nuts. But dining out as a social activity, I get that because I like going to bars and drinking with my friends. That's probably my favorite social activity. And sometimes I eat, so technically would that count as dining out?
I guess. I like to eat really good food. Sometimes my wife thinks it's weird food or whatever. I don't care. I just like to eat good food. So she just has to come along for the ride anyway. So I do enjoy this. I guess it's not the social aspect of going out to eat, because I always eat dinner with the same person pretty much.
Yeah.
But I do like going out and trying new places and trying new foods.
I'm getting a lot of, why can't you combine the food and the
nope.
sex? Some people are into that. It's not really for me. I like to keep things separate, just from a, health standpoint. But, Gomez Needs to Go-Go is also here. But a lot of blitzers here tweeting us today.
I like it.
So, yeah, I'm not all about food and sex at the same time.
No, I don't need that.
Food after sex, maybe, but not in the same nudity
mostly
area.
Before.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go to places like my favorite things to go eat. I like to eat barbecue, and I like to eat like Brazilian steakhouses. And usually after I eat one of those two things, like if I eat too much meat, sex is not interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's not. I just want to lay down like a beached whale and just lay there and wallow and go through my meat sweats in the night and then wake up and, start the day over. If you have too much meat, I'm not interested in the sex.
This is it did break down everybody, by the way, from millennials, Gen Xers, boomers. And
what are you?
I'm still Generation X, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
We're in the same generation? That's weird.
I think so, yeah. I'm like right at one end of the spectrum and you're at the other. But I don't know what that says about either one of us.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But
I feel like we should be separated by some sort of line.
Well, yeah, me too. I don't really want to be in the same group of you in anything.
No.
Other than just we do a show together. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, everything else, I need to be as far away from you as possible.
Yeah.
But somehow I just miss baby boomers.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Do you have the actual ages there?
Baby boomers are between 52 and 70 right now.
Yeah, so I missed that by 1 year. Wow. Well played, me. I wouldn't want to be a baby boomer.
Well, mostly because the first sentence is baby boomers are people during the demographic post-World War II baby boom. So, anything that associates you with, right after World War II would make you seem really old.
Yeah, and plus, it just implies that my parents got back from the war and had a bunch of sex, and that's why I was born.
Right.
So I'm glad I didn't make that one.
Generation X is birth years ranging from the mid-60s to the early 1980s.
See, that's me, mid-60s.
Okay.
So,
well, we are in the same, I guess.
I think we should create different groups.
I feel like there has to be some sort of separation between me and you. I can't imagine that we're from the same generation.
It seems very odd because there's a much bigger difference in our age than there is in yours and Tyler's.
Because you had a black and white TV when you were a kid, right?
I might have, yeah, when I was really little. I know I had an 8-track player.
I didn't have that.
The first video thing that I watched was Beta.
No.
And it was like giant, man. It was – and – My family was the first family in Lamar, Texas to get cable. It was 1983 when we got cable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's different. You grew up with a
– I never had a black and white TV. I always had cable.
Or an 8-track player. I bet you
no 8-track player.
What's the other
– my parents had a
– No Betamax.
My parents had a record player still.
Yeah.
But it was all like old records, I mean, it's not like we were going out and buying new records. It was, like, when I was growing up, it was cassette tapes you had.
Yeah, I remember transitioning to cassettes. In fact, in my car, it had an 8-track player. I had to buy this contraption that you put the cassette in it and then plugged it into the 8-track player and you could play it.
This is why we should be in different generations.
Yeah.
What kind of video game system did you have when you were 8 years old?
In television.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree. I had all the other ones.
Later.
Later, but no, actually, we had a friggin'
Intellivision
Atari.
Was out.
I don't remember. We had Atari Pong, and then I remember Intellivision was the first gaming system that I had that I remember. And I also remember we learned a valuable lesson that you couldn't actually sit it
But that's the thing. Intellivision wasn't even released until 1978.
Okay, so, yeah, that's the first one that I really remember having.
So that was like when you were 13.
Yeah.
That means when you were 8, you didn't have video games.
I had Pong.
That's crazy.
I know. Honestly, I don't know. It's. I wish I'd had those sooner. I love playing
that. Guy's telling me 79. He's disagreeing with Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Oh, development of the console began in 78. This guy's right.
But, yeah, but if you put it on a carpet, it would burn up. So we went through 3 of them before my parents found realized that we kept putting the damn thing on the carpet. And they weren't cheap back then either, as I recall.
No.
But.
What a life.
I'm not in any big hurry to move on from my Xbox just because it's so far advanced in anything that.
You pretty much survived the Great Depression.
I did.
With no Nintendo. No, I mean.
Ah, back in my day.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Yourself, your spirit
never dies. ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Baker Street Pub in Cypress, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Baker Street Pub in Cypress. So you've got 25 minutes to get over and try out for Rock the Mic. Your chance to be a superstar. What, that A&M story you were talking about, it's all over Twitter now.
It's making the rounds?
Yeah. Yeah. The coaches were suspended, so they should be. That's just dumb.
not very smart.
Yeah. I don't know if they were trying to be funny or
what. Of course they were.
But that was.
That's why I'm not, like, mad at him. It was a joke gone wrong, but.
Well, but for an official function like that.
Not the best look.
Yeah, that's not the time to do that. I mean, it's one thing to. Yeah, do it on a radio show with hundreds.
Yeah, that's why you should never try to teach girls about football at all. It's just going to get you in trouble. It's not worth it. The juice isn't worth the squeeze, guys.
I just had a terrible joke that I'm not going to do.
Thanks.
713-780-ESPN. Did you see that we've talked a lot about the Raiders maybe moving to Vegas, but apparently, the residents there are dead set against using public funds. They did a bunch of.
It's probably because they realize there's a bunch of billionaires in Vegas and they don't want to pay for their stadium.
Well, they're already paying for their casinos.
Right.
But they basically polled a whole bunch of taxpayers, and 55% opposed the use of taxpayer cash to fund a Raiders stadium. To me, getting the NFL there, having been in a city that didn't have it for a while, when you get an opportunity to get a team like that, yeah, you spend the money. It's real easy. You tax the people who come into town.
Yep.
Yeah, they raise the taxes on what it costs us to stay at MGM. Just do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that go there that spend a bunch of money. That way you don't have to take it out of your pocket. I'm kind of fine with that. 713-780-ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I mean, I'm sure taxes are high out there as it is. And then you're like, hey, we need to build a billion-dollar stadium for the Raiders, no less.
Do what they do here, where you pay an airport tax.
Yeah.
So people fly in, they pay a little extra money there.
Is that the only money that goes to it?
No, I'm sure there's property taxes and stuff like that, too,
right,
that they could raise. But, I mean, I don't see why you can't put together a tax plan that only taxes
right
people coming in town. I mean, if you're flying out of town on business, then, yeah, you pay an airport tax. But
they, you know what they should do is instead of paying 3-2 on blackjack, they should start paying 6-5. Oh, they already do that.
Yeah.
A-holes.
I think
that 6-5, that bump from 3-2, from 3-2 to 6-5, that money is what should go to the new stadium.
There you go. I think you just take a certain percentage from every casino for 1 month, and you'll pay $500 million.
It'd be pretty quick.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
But, oh, well. They didn't ask me. I'd love to see the Raiders move there. I really would. Anything, the more that's in Vegas, the better as far as I'm concerned, because then I can go see them while we're out there. And I have one more for you here about one of your favorite quarterbacks
that All right.
I just wanted to get your opinion on, because I know you love this guy.
Jay Cutler?
You know what? I think he's – okay, this will be an interesting debate for you out of who's better. I think I know you'll go with Jay Cutler. But Greg Jennings was quoted as saying that this guy, he believes he has what it takes, but because his hands have been tied, he hasn't been able to really showcase who he is as a player because of the system or whatever the case may have been.
Okay.
Thinks this is his year. Says this is his opportunity to take more of a responsibility and a role of, I got this, guys. You can trust me. Coach, you can trust me.
Give me a name.
Give me more freedom so I can really show my teammates and even myself who I can be in this league. Because quite honestly, right now he thinks it, but it's never happened.
Is this Ryan Tannehill?
It is Ryan Tannehill. I knew you'd guess it if
and
I
bro,
kept going.
You know Jay Cutler is better than Ryan Tannehill. Even you admit that, right?
Yeah, I just like tweaking you over Jay Cutler. Because I know how
Ryan
much...
Tannehill. That guy's he's a junk can.
Well, according
that's,
to Greg
that's
Jennings,
such a I blame it on the coaches that I haven't done anything yet.
Well, it's not him saying that. This is Greg Jennings saying this about him, but
all right.
Still, a lot of what happens is when guys don't throw the ball downfield, it gets blamed on the coaches. But you remember when Matt Leinart was here and he was just the check down king? A lot of times guys, that's what they do. They're scared to go deep. So they always go for the easy passes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And obviously he's got a guy that is very highly regarded as his head coach now as an offensive guy, so maybe he'll do better. But we'll see.
Well, I'm not buying any of that stock. Trust me. I'm out on that. Y'all
yeah,
can have him.
By now, wouldn't you have seen?
If the guy could play, you would know by now. I really believe that.
Okay. Let's play this game. Ryan Tannehill or Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton.
Ryan Tannehill or Colin Kaepernick?
Ryan Tannehill.
Okay, so that's where we've established then. He's somewhere in between.
Better than Colin Kaepernick, right. Worse than Andy Dalton. Somewhere in there. And let me tell you, that ain't a great place to be. You know, it's not where you should be striving to be.
Yeah, okay, here's one. I'm trying to think of guys that I know you'll take him over. Ryan Tannehill or Bob Griffin?
Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
Only because I don't think Bob can ever stay healthy.
Okay. Ryan Tannehill or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Ryan Tannehill or Nick Foles?
Tannehill.
Oh, see.
That's a tough one.
It is. It is.
But, yeah, Tannehill.
Okay. Well, now I think I'm getting a sense. So, basically, what you're saying is Ryan Tannehill is the worst quarterback in his division, because I'm pretty sure you'd take Fitzpatrick over him.
Absolutely.
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor, give me one more year. But, yeah, I mean.
He's already had 1 year better than.
Right, yeah, right now
Tannehill's
I like him
had.
Better, yeah. Mm. I like Garoppolo better than Tannehill.
Oh.
Give me Garoppolo.
Yeah. So. But he's paid like a.
By the way, we're the new home for Texas A&M football.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aggie.
But he doesn't play there anymore.
Right. Plus, he was a receiver there anyway.
No one cares about that. He'd have been a really good receiver if he'd stayed with it. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I just think it's always hard when you draft a guy like that based on 1 year of playing quarterback. in college.
Right.
And throw him in right away. And by now, you want to see the development. I think he's got good physical skills. He's got a nice arm. I just don't know if he has a mindset to play quarterback. And we'll find that out.
I mean, he never throws the ball further than like 10 yards down the field. His yards per attempt is just.
Well, and that's the thing. You can blame that on coaches to a point.
Right. But at some point, you got to take chances.
And some guys can do it. Some guys won't. And that's why you see a lot of these quarterbacks that have all the tools that never throw the ball more than 10 yards. They don't last in the league because you can't win that way. All right, guys.
God, what a nightmare the 2012 draft turned into for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew Luck ended up being okay. Bob Griffin went 2. Tannehill went 8.
Was that Gabbard and
Weeden? Weeden went 22. Oh. And then Osweiler went in the 2nd round. Russell Wilson went in the 3rd round. So all these teams that drafted, if you're not the Colts and you took a quarterback in this draft, you messed up because Russell Wilson's better than the guy you took. It's crazy. Crazy how that works out.
I liked Russell Wilson at the time.
You did.
You guys all laughed at me.
I laughed. Yeah. I didn't like him.
Well, you still don't like him that much.
I like him more now.
All right,
showing he can throw the ball a little. I like him now. This is going to be a rough year for him, I think. I say rough. It's going to be a challenging year for him without a bulldozer standing behind him.
He'll be all right.
I think he will.
He'll be all right. And
so keep him in my fantasy league?
Oh, I think for a quarterback you can probably do better for a fantasy quarterback.
I'm keeping him, though. I've got him at like a 12th round pick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's.
You keep him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would
sure.
think so. All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers, and you got 2 days left. They extended that sale through the end of July, the 4th of July sale. They love you guys so much, they extended it for the entire month, and the month is almost over. And this is such a great deal because you're already saving over 50% when you go to Texas Mattress Makers from what you pay in a retail store because they make the mattresses right there. They sell them directly to you. So you're already saving a bunch of money, and you're getting a high-quality mattress from people who know what they're doing, American-made, Houston labor, no shortcuts, and I'm telling you, quality stuff. But for the next 2 days, 20% off the already low factory prices. That's an additional 20%, and that's top-of-the-line mattresses, man. A queen, which might cost you $2,900, $2,320 right now. $500, more than $500 you're saving on those already low factory prices. And if you go over there, check them out. Yuval and the gang do a great job. They love the Blitzers. They will take care of you. They're at 4619 Navigation, or you can visit them at TexasMattressMakers.com. That's at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Baker Street Pub in Cypress, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and you now have 11 minutes to get out here to Baker Street Pub in Cypress and take your shot at Rock the Mic, where two people will advance from today, and we'll do it again next week, and two more will advance.
There could only be two.
That's right. You might be the third best person here.
That would suck.
But that's all right. You got another chance. You can do it again next week.
But if you're the third best person here, you might be the best person next week.
Right, and when it gets to the actual on-air part of it, you might be a hell of a lot better at that than you are going over here and reading your thing for the TV prompter.
Yeah.
So you just want to get in. You just want to qualify. And then take it from there. That's the best advice we can give you. And I do appreciate it. I just want to thank all the Blitzers who've come out here today and been hitting us up on Twitter to let us know you guys were here, man. Really appreciate y'all.
Stop, guys. That's enough. You're making me blush.
Are you capable of blushing?
It's too much.
Yeah. Anyway, really appreciate you guys, man, and glad that we got out to this part of town because we haven't been out here in a while. So thank you very much. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. My brother says, please have the Shrek guy on once a week. He builds my confidence and reminds me of how great I am.
I would think just being your brother would do that.
Dude, now he's married now, but that kid used to pull like a fiend. Anyway, let's do deaths. I caught that, by the way. I was just ignoring it. Anyway, okay, I need a ruling from you guys. This is
false.
You are not the father.
Thank God.
That's a lie. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
The 8th annual Rock the Mic contest will begin Friday. There have been a couple people who have lost that I thought were really good.
I've only been mad once at the final result.
And I agreed with you on that one. Somehow we got outvoted.
It's because we let people who shouldn't have been voting vote back then. And John Wesley Anthony.
They're wanting us to talk about the PGA Championship. If NASCAR guy was watching it, then I might do it. Jimmy Walker's in the lead at 5-under. I don't know if you knew that. He had a putt that was going.
I don't think you have to talk like that for this exact.
Oh, no, I think you have to.
No.
Because when he made his putt, you know what he said?
Your NASCAR guy is not the same as golf guy.
No, I think.
You gotta talk like this.
Oh, I got a whisper.
Whisper.
I have the best job ever for a blitzer.
Penis model.
No, God, no. Here's a great job. Pay $64,000 a year. When I think about how much I spend on beer, it might be a wash.
Yeah.
The Smithsonian Museum is hiring a craft beer historian. They're encouraged to come prepared with an advanced degree in American business, brewing, food, or history. You know what? Actually, maybe the penis model sounds better. And that hasn't worked out. But yeah, if I'm going to... The hell?
Jong.
What did you just drop on us there?
Oh, it was one of those liners that go to break. I forgot to mute... At the very beginning of the hour. Jesus. It resets at every hour. I just forgot
Sounds
to
like
do
you
it.
Just hit us over the head with a bottle or something.
My
what
bad.
The hell?
Welcome back.
Ruben, you are on the blitz. Go, sir.
Hoy, último partido, rumbo al fútbol olímpico, tanto para México como para Argentina.
Gracias. Hell?
Mucho
gusto. Evan, what's up, bro? You'll bang a full-size lady, right?
Who says I haven't?
You don't discriminate where you'll only have sex with other little people. You'll have sex with full-size people as well, right?
I don't discriminate against anybody.
Evan, call back and tell our intern if you have a big penis or not. Just email it to Fowler975. Take a picture and email it.
No, don't do that. I don't want to see it.
You kind of want to see it, though, right?
No, I really don't. Just tell me about it. That's okay. I believe you.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Did he email it to you?
He did not. That's okay.
He messaged me and told me 8 and thick.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying to me, but hey, if you got it, go with it, right?
I'm telling you. Now, and maybe it's just because I've seen it on Pornhub, but I'm telling you, those guys are usually packing.
Yeah.
Then to be fair, pretty much everyone on Pornhub.
What are you doing watching midget porn?
Sometimes I like to see different things.
You like midget dudes?
No. But them with midget... little person girls.
Wouldn't you, if you were watching a porn, like if I were looking, and I'm not into midget porn, but if I were, I feel like I'd want a midget girl with a regular size dude.
Yeah, and that's usually.
That's how you.
Yeah, that's what you get.
With the fantasy.
But occasionally
right?
They have one with a little person guy, too. And
little on little action, huh?
Yeah.
And you like that?
No, not really.
You like that? What do you like better, little on little or big on little?
Big on little.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's more my style, but every now and then, you don't necessarily know what you get. When you're flipping through there.
That's like, I have a buddy who watches granny porn, and it's like old ladies or sometimes he watches old dudes with young chicks, but he watches old ladies with young dudes. And I was like, A, that's gross.
You could break a hip.
And B, but I guess it's better than like old and old, right? Like no one would want to see that.
Because at least there's...
At least they're matching up an old with a young, all these scenarios.
Yeah, so you could kind of ignore one of them.
I mean, I'm sure there is stuff like that, but he said he's not into it. So that made me feel better.
Oh, well. On that wonderful note, I want to thank Jong Lee for doing a great job, as always. AJ Hoffman for doing a great job. Tyler, you didn't screw up today. Good job. You're definitely moving away from, I won't say that. You've got a long way to go, but you're getting there.
Yeah, you didn't suck at all today, man.
Yeah, this is
good job.
Don't say anything because it's not quite over. He might hit the wrong button.
He did good.
Okay.
Almost a perfect game. All right. I want to thank all the Blitzers once again for coming out and rock the mic. I want to thank Baker Street Pub for having us out here. And we'll do this again next week where we will be elsewhere, which we'll be telling you about all week. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Get out there, have some fun, watch some little people porn, drink some great beer. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.